Preparing a special gift. Hey, Michael, what are you up to?
Hi, Sharon. I'm making a care package for the victims of that catastrophic flood. It's going to be delivered by a charity. The idea is to collect as many care packages as possible from people like you and me.
What exactly are you putting in it?
Well, I have a list of possible items here. So far, I have added a mosquito net, some insect repellent, a bar of soap, a toothbrush, toothpaste, a water container, and a water purifier. You know that after a flood, it can be very difficult to find clean water. Most of it has become contaminated with dirt and disease-carrying organisms.
I couldn't imagine not having a supply of clean water. We take clean water for granted here. Can I see your list?
Sure. Here you go.
Why aren't there any food items on this list?
Well, these packages are going to be sent to areas that are being helped by other aid agencies. They are already providing food, such as rice. Other types of food might not be so practical.
I see.
Yeah, and what they are still lacking in are basic things that are important to maintain hygiene. They are just as important as food.
I see. Hey, it says here that you could send small toys like marbles. They don't help prevent disease, do they?
Well, marbles in themselves don't. But many of these families have lost everything in the flood and have no money to buy anything. Any little gift item becomes valuable. It's especially important in helping rebuild the children's lives.
I'm sure it is.
Even the smallest of toys provide at least some pleasure in an otherwise terrible situation.
You know, I just had an idea.
What's that?
Well, why do we have to wait until there is some natural disaster to send these care packages?
Good point.
I'm sure that there are millions of kids who would love some toys anytime.
I've heard about another organization that helps distribute Christmas gift boxes to poor children across the world.
Let's do that this year.
Great idea. Let's get our friends to do the same thing, too.
Fantastic.